Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Nun Beis, Nedarim 52a, pagination is 103, will start from the facing page, the very last words. We're dealing with the topic of a person who's Noder Min HaBasar. He makes a vow from meat. And meat in particular, of all the things that a person can make a vow about, has connotations throughout halacha in different applications. We view meat on a very unique level, and often, usually, we include chicken in the same category as meat. It's considered a more affluent type of food. It has significant taste. It takes longer to digest. It's generally, it's a higher grade of food, a category of its own. Also, we view meat uniquely in that it has a quality attributed to it that it gets stuck in the teeth and could remain there for a longer period of time than other foods. And therefore, our ruling in our Mishnah regarding a vow is going to give us a thoughtful process of how it would apply to other areas of halacha. So the Mishnah tells us that a person who made a vow regarding meat, mutar berotev uvekipa, is going to still be permitted to eat the sauce, the food that was cooked together with the meat, as long as he's not eating the meat. So that you have a classic question, if you cook chicken soup and you take out the chicken, but you want to have the soup, is that going to be a violation of the vow? Likewise, an even more extreme example would be potatoes with cholent. So you have the meat, you have fleishiks, and you have the potatoes. The potatoes browned as a result of the meat. But if you remove all the meat, are you allowed to have the potato? Is that considered ingesting meat? And the ruling of our Mishnah, as far as Nedarim goes, is if his vow was about meat in general, this is not called meat. However, skipping down to the fourth line of the Mishnah, Bizman she yomar basar ze alai, if the way he verbalized the vow was that this meat should be forbidden, then it's going to be different. Shahanode min adava v'nisariv ba'acher, because if you make a vow about something and then it mixed with other things, im yesh bo benosin tam osur, if it gives taste, it's going to be forbidden. So take the same chulent case. If you have a piece of meat and you say, this meat shall be forbidden to me, and then you cook it together, then the potato would certainly be forbidden because it has taste of the piece of meat. So, is the potato meat? The potato is not meat, but the potato is absorbed of the taste of the meat that you said is forbidden. And therefore, we see this in halacha as well, Resh Yud Zayin Tes, that if his vow was to forbid meat, so then this potato is not called meat, and we follow Lashon B'nei Adam, the way people talk, and the potato was not included. But if he was vowing against this piece of meat, so then the potato is absorbed of the taste from the meat that you made forbidden, and therefore, not because it's meat, but because it's absorbed of the thing that you made forbidden, it's going to be forbidden. Now, as I mentioned by way of introduction, this applies in so many areas, and we need to know in each application what the minhagim are, what is the common ruling or practice regarding that case. For example, when it comes to basar b'chalav, not a case of vows, but a case of separating milk from meat, how do we handle the case where something was cooked together with the meat. So again, going back to our case, if the person vowed against meat, not this specific piece of meat, but meat, he wants to know, is it called meat or not, which would be most closely compared to the case of basa b'chalav. I want to know if this potato is called meat or not. There's nothing forbidden about the piece of meat that it was cooked with. I just want to know, is the potato called meat or is it not called meat, because I want to eat it after, I want to eat milchiks after it, or I want to eat milchiks right before it. Is it considered meat or not? So the halacha, as the Rama writes it in Peites Gimel, is nohagu. Our custom is shelo lechol achar tavshil basar kmo acha basar, that we do not eat milk foods after the item cooked with meat, just like we wouldn't eat the dairy dish after meat itself. In other words, the item cooked with the meat has meat status, which is unlike our Mishnah. Another case. There's a minig during the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh Av through Tisha B'Av, that we do not eat meat. What about an item that was cooked together with meat? Does it acquire the status of meat and you're not allowed to eat it or not? Mishneh Berurah in Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Samach Gimel writes, Nehigi, our minig is, Lesar Af Tavshil Shel Basar, the item cooked with the meat is also prohibited during this time, just like the meat itself. And therefore, if you would take the potatoes out of the chulent, or you want to have the soup of the chicken soup, that too is forbidden during the 9 days. So in these two applications, milk-meat application and the 9 days application, we find that the par of item cooked together with the meat gets the status of meat, and it's forbidden, unlike the Mishnah that we're looking at, which says that if a person made a vow not to eat meat, then the sauce, the par of items that were cooked with the meat would actually be permitted, because kelashon b'nei adam, in the wording that people use, it's not called meat. That potato is not meat. So basa b'chalav and 9 days is more strict an interpretation than our Mishnah gave the par of item that was cooked with the meat. One more case, which actually has leniency, and that is that there's a minig of women on the day of Tevilah, the day that they're going to mikvah, not to eat meat. What about an item that was cooked with fleishik, but is itself not meaty? And the reason for this custom that they don't eat meat on the day of mikvah is because we're worried that some of the strands of the meat are going to get stuck between their teeth, and it will end up being a chatzitza, a separation in halacha, in that as they go into the mikvah, the water would never have been able to touch all parts of their body. Keep in mind that it's an interesting type of chatzitza. They're not obligated. Person going into mikvah, man or woman, is not obligated to open their mouth and let the water in. But it has to be ra'uy lebi'as mayim. It has to be fitting for water to go there. And you can't have a chatzitza between your teeth. In that case, we're actually lenient. The Darkei Tshuva on Yoredeya Kuf Tzadi Ches Se'if Chaf Dalid writes, Noagu La'achlo, that the women are allowed to eat this type of food that was cooked with the meat, the minig is to be lenient, and it's okay logically, not a problem why we're lenient. It doesn't have the meaty quality of getting stuck in the teeth. But again, as we saw in other areas, we sometimes find that the parav item cooked with meat has the status of meat. In this case, by mikvah, we are more lenient and she's allowed to eat that potato or drink that chicken soup as long as it's not with the chicken. It is easy to remember this because there are leniencies that we find regarding the woman on the day of mikvah eating meat, specifically that if it's a sudas mitzvah of Shabbos and Yom Tov, we would allow her to eat meat. So we see that it's given to a slightly different approach, and this approach allows for leniency in the case of the day of mikvah, in that these parav items are not classified as meat regarding this custom of restriction. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.